punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Easy, easy, easy.
Aubrey's on the show for XIT Auctions. We're going to be talking about some of the auctions coming up. Your buddy down here at Sentinel said his name is Everybody's Friend.
Everybody's Friend. Well, I try to be.
Aubrey, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jimmy. Glad to be here. Appreciate it. A little windy today, but it's going to be a great day, looks like. Everything's going great. Really, I guess real estate's the big deal. But let's talk about Randy Lonergan. You know Randy.
Oh, yeah.
Randy and Jane are moving and up from north of town. They're just downsizing. And in fact, they're just moving about 3 miles down the road. But at any rate, you don't want to miss that. That's this Saturday at 10 o'clock. There is a lot. And when I say a lot, there's about 4 big trailer loads of household, miscellaneous, furniture, a lot of good furniture. We have everything. We're going to post, there's lots of pictures on our website. Just go to xitauctions.com. There's lots of pictures posted. We're going to sell furniture, miscellaneous, and tools and stuff like that starting at 10 o'clock. That's this Saturday, 5 miles north of the Ford dealership on road 2010. And then at 12:30, we've got about 20 items on the internet. Tractor trailers and things like that on the internet. So, but come be with us, ladies. There's lots of household, lots of good items. We're going to post a video at XIT Auctions Facebook page, and also on the new Enterpriser. Liz is doing a great job with that. She said a shout out to everybody, all of her friends here. She had a special message for Jimmy, but I'll give him that here a little bit later. But at any rate, Lonergan Auction this Saturday, it's 5 miles north of the Ford dealership there on 2010. We'll have the barbecue trailer there. There'll be restrooms. There's not a catalog. We don't do that. And most importantly, there's no buyer's premium. So you just pay what the bid is. And so we want you to come and enjoy that. If you've never been to one of our auctions, we want you to come. And if you're thinking about having an auction, naturally, we want to talk to you. But be sure and do that. Of course, next Saturday after that, we've got a sale in Hollis, but we're focusing on Randy and Jane's auction this week. But there's a good group of everything. They've got shop supplies, welding equipment. There's some torches, welding leads. Like I say, we're going to post a video, and there'll be lots of things. So come go be with us. There are some nice
stuff inside the house.
She's got a nice piano. She said, I really don't want to sell it, but I just don't have a place for it. It's a Kimball. Yeah. She's got Jane has lots of nice items. She's got a Coke collection too. I almost forgot that. There's Coke. We'll put some more. There's some pictures I think on there, but that may be on Facebook. So we'll post some more pictures in a short video, but be sure and be with us 10 o'clock sharp. Like I say, come take a look. They have big buildings. Don't worry about it. If it's a little bit windy, there's a great big huge building we'll be working there out the side of. Yep. And like I say, restrooms, everything will be set up and ready for you. Yeah, I think, you know, think we're getting a blessing. Yeah, the weather's not supposed to blow in. But
you know, quail season opens Saturday, and I noticed on this website there's
for your grand. Yeah, for your grandson, everything. So, hey, be sure and pick up an Enterpriser. There's always all of our auctions out of that. Well, it's in the Penny News, too, but be sure and pick up Enterpriser wherever you're at and do all that. We want to also let you know, we do a lot of work in Texas. In fact, I was in Amarillo yesterday doing an appraisal, and I'm going back tomorrow, actually. But we're licensed in Texas and Oklahoma. So if you've got real estate, either place, or you're right on the line, wherever you're at, it's all free consultation. We'll come out, give you a plan, give you a price, whatever you need. And that's all free. We'll get you set up. So if you have any questions, talk to a gentleman, 93 years old yesterday, had some questions. And we've just been doing a lot of appraisals. Real estate is selling great. And talk to us before you sell your real estate.
Yeah, well, I've got a question on the trailer on your auction that you got coming up for Randy this weekend. That enclosed one, is that what he used to haul some of those nice cars around? Or is that a living quarters?
No, it's a car cargo trailer, and yes, that's one of the nicer items on the sale. He had that other motorhome, that brown motorhome, and so that's what that goes behind. It's got the fancy doors when you pull a car in where you don't bump your door, you swing your doors out. It's got a solar charger. It's got electric jack. That's real nice. That Cimarron trailer, that stock trailer, it's got the sliding gates, you know, instead of the swing gates, it's got the sliding gates, got a drop-down ramp. There's a lot... Yeah, there's some lot of nice. That is a big. If you when you pull up there, you'll see why there's a lot so much furniture. But well, I think it's her decision. Yeah, you know how that is. Jane's the boss. You know how that goes. But we do want you to come out. Like I say, it starts out 10 o'clock this Saturday. Just drive on out, take a look, and they will be something you like. Like I say, there's lots of Coke items. I noticed a lot of welding items. There's a nice set of leads, a torch. There's just everything. Anything you can imagine, it's there. That'd be perfect. Yeah, just drive up, and if you drive up, be sure and follow us. We've got lots of things online. They utilize all the girls do that. Liz Lambert's great with the new enterpriser. Martha does a great job between those, the big boss, and between her and Liz, we've got a great crew. If you're thinking about having a sale, you know, now a lot of auctioneers can come out and do your sale. We have two Skytracks that we own. We've got two semis. We've got two trailers. We've got a skid steer. So you don't have to hire anybody else to do anything. We've got a full line of equipment to set your sale up, get it done. So we're really proud of our guys and our crew we have. And we've got two ladies that are in the banking business that run our trailer and our books, and it's working out great.
Hey, I'm not putting you on the spot, I don't think, when I ask you this, but what is the deal with the buyer's premium? What is that happen?
Well, it kind of originated when I worked out in California years ago. It kind of originated in California, and sometimes it's necessary, like with proxy bid. We have probably the lowest fee of anybody on proxy bid. If you buy an item on proxy bid, it costs you 5% over your bid. Well, if you look on the internet, you better be careful, because most all of them are 10%. There's a lot of 15% over that. The technology it took for somebody to load the pictures and to get that done, it took about 2 or 3%, you know, in expenses to do that. Nowadays, I can shoot it to Liz through an iPhone. She has the programs. Of course, there again, that comes in our service. So that's the deal. But buyer's premium, it's a pain, especially if you're buying a tractor. You're buying a $20,000 to $50,000 tractor and you have to pay 10% up. I don't do it either. I come to the auction. So if you come to our auctions in person, there is no buyer's premium.
Awesome.
No buyer's premium. We do it. It is. And you need to come look anyway.
Yeah.
You know, you need to look at what you're bidding on. And that's what we always stress. Hey, come make a personal inspection. It's just like being there. How many gun auctions have you went to? We've sold hundreds of guns. And how many gun auctions you drove to and went and say, I really want to look at that 28 gauge. You get to it, and it's just really not what you're looking for. So you didn't buy it. You bought another one, you know. So, but yeah, personal, nothing better than personal inspection at an auction. So. I've heard some horror stories. You have too. You know, you get it home and yeah, you get it home and right. Or yes, exactly right. But be sure and check all of our auctions out. Our website's xitauctions.com. Or of course, you can call us at 580-393-4440. Check us out on Enterpriser. We're in the Penny News every week, and we want your business. But like I say, a lot of people in Texas, when we were out there in Texas, you know, until 2007, nearly full time. So a lot of people in Texas still use us to do their paperwork and appraisals and real estate. But be sure and keep us in mind if you're in Texas or Oklahoma, either one. We want to work. We've even had sales in Kansas and around Dodge City. So
you've been on both sides of the state?
We have. We've been there. But we want your business if you're thinking of everybody's friend. Is that what? Is that what? Jerry?
That's right.
That's right. Absolutely. I know. She has a reputation. She's a sweetheart. She's a sweetheart.
She likes those people that look like Freddie Fender. Ask her about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to stay away from that. I'm going to stay away from that one.
Good luck. I'll probably see you out there Saturday. And then I'll remind everybody about the one coming up at Hollis and the next Saturday.
Yes, please do that. There's a nice home in Hollis. If you go to Hollis, just go to the sale barn, the cattle sale barn. Go 4 blocks west of Hollis sale barn, and it's right there on the corner. A very nice estate, 3-bedroom, bath and a half home, a lot of household, and 2 very nice vehicles. An 09 Chevy pickup with 73,000 miles and a 2016 Equinox with only 33,000 miles. So check it out. Let's check it out.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a 5th-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma. Or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy 2 or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires. And get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
You're already grabbing your jacket when you head out the door. You know what's coming very soon. Don't wait to winterize your vehicle. Anti-freezer wiping fluid, battery charger to keep in the car, engine starters, flashlights, rechargeable hand warmers, WeatherTech floor mats to keep the ice and snow off your floorboard, D-Gel diesel, scrapers, and de-icer. And those gloves, because the fingers are the first to get cold. You know who's got all this. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City. 716 West 3rd.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts, all the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, test 1, 2, 3. Everybody hearing me out there? 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line. Shoot me a text, tell me you love me or you can hear me or something. And my meters are pegging out over here. I know I'm doing good. Let's check out some weather out in ag weather out in the Texas Panhandle. Canadian, Texas, 63 degrees, humidity's 35, dew point's 35. The winds are out of the northeast at 19 with wind gust up to 25. Peak wind gust today so far, 30 miles an hour, and no rainfall yet. No sub-freezing minutes, no red flag minutes, 8-inch soil temperature, 58 degrees. Well, in the studio with me right now is Aubrey Latham with XIT Auctions. He's talking about some of the cool auctions he's got coming up. But, hey, Lonigan's, when can you go out there and look at stuff?
Hey, just come on out 5 miles north of Elk City Friday morning, and we'll be there from 9 to 3, and you can just take a look at anything you want to if you want to crank a tractor up or look at some household, whatever you want to do.
Lay down on those beds, see if they're comfortable.
Come check it out. Come help us. Bring your, come and help us. Bring your gloves and whatever you want to do.
What about the one down at Hollis? Is that a by appointment only?
No, we'll just do that. That's a small auction. We'll just do that the day of the sale.
Okay.
On that one, everything.
All right.
Hey, you mentioned Fowlers. I want to give a shout out to Brad and Kathy, Kathy with Fowlers.
Yeah.
Always
used to be Harrison.
Yeah. Yeah. Big FFA supporters, and of course they're at every sale. Of course, Kathy and I have been recognized at several ones, but Kathy especially, I tell you what, she either is there or has Brad there, and they do a great job of supporting.
Yep. Or I've seen Brad's wife at a lot of them.
Well, I tell you what, they just do they just do a great job.
Yeah, so, they do.
Shout out to Fowlers.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, yeah, come out Friday and inspect with us. I was telling Jimmy at the break, I was telling him, we just listed a nice 80-acre tract 3 miles east of Sentinel, right on the highway, going towards Rocky, 3 miles east and a half mile north. 80-acre tract, got a nice little pond and barn and a brand-new six-wire fence on three sides, new steel gates. They come in there and took a road grader, shaped the road up, put a brand-new big culvert in there where that goes to the pond. And it's really a sharp place, asking $175,000, and that's kind of really the market, just a hair over $2,000 an acre. Been a lot of land sold right in that area. We've sold some.
And I'm guessing with the new fence, it's all grassland?
It's all grass.
Yep.
It's all grass, and of course, that's what you want. That's kind of a funny subject to bring up. We did an appraisal here the other day. Cultivated always has been, usually significantly higher than grass. The last two appraisals we did, one was in Kiowa County, and I think the other was in Greer. But anyway, they overappraised. The grasses were good with good fence and water, and they overappraised the cultivated right beside it. So that's, I don't know if you know this, the state auctions, the lease auctions.
Yeah.
I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it was, won a track in up near Cheyenne, brought three times what it had been selling for.
That's a 5-year lease.
5-year lease. Yeah, and it brought three times what it over. Let's say it had been bringing whatever
500.
Yeah, whatever. And now it's 1500. But I think it was a bigger deal than that. But so you know, this grassland's worth something. You know, cattle. Even though cattle are in the swing, you know, we could sit here and discuss this cattle swing for an hour. But it is. That's what it is. It's a swing.
It's
and
a swing.
We'll get back there.
And
we'll
it's still there. Good right now.
Oh yeah, it's good. They're
fine. I've seen since the cattle market went up in the last year. I see now in Beckman County, there's more millionaires than ever. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, I can remember the day where they told you not to come in and do your financial statement. You know.
There wasn't nothing to write down.
Right. Don't come in and do it right now. But hey, we've got some great auctions coming up. If you're even remotely thinking about an auction, give me a call, 393-4440, or check us out on the website at xitauctions.com. We sell anything, and that's a big deal we were talking about too on break about buyer's premium. We just don't charge it. If you show up at our sale, we're not going to charge you a buyer's premium, and if we do charge you, it's a minimum of 5%. It's just a 5% deal.
Yeah, right.
So, but be sure and check. We haven't even posted this 80-acre track east of Sentinel. That's one that anybody can buy, because just go by, shut the gate, look at them, and keep rolling. But and I get a lot of questions this last week. I've done a lot of 1031 land swap, you know, tax things. There's a little bit of new information, nothing super big, but there's a few new things you need to check into with your 1031 about your timing and things like that. But, you know, if you've just got a question, if we can't answer it, you know, we'll call Jimmy and he can, you
Jimmy
know.
Jimmy Rhodes?
No, you, Jimmy.
No.
Not that Jimmy. But no, seriously, if you're interested, or if you've got questions on a 1031 or just an auction in general, give us a call. We'd love to.
Oh, yeah, it'd be great. Hey, and this is a special day on Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. It's the first time ever in the history of the show that I have two auctioneers in this room at the same time.
Hey, that's wonderful.
So can you guys like do a rap for me? Auctioneer
no.
rap. I got Monty Tucker coming up. We're gonna after Aubrey here, we're gonna be talking about the shooting sports, and shooting sports has become my favorite event in the whole state of Oklahoma. I mean, it's not because Beckman County won this year, the other day, or whatever. It's just all the counties, especially in Western Oklahoma, are just up in their games. And it's so fun to talk about kids from Woodward, from Boise City, from down there south of Altus. It's just fun to talk about with all these kids. Something to keep them out of trouble.
Absolutely. You know, and that's why this is just a great part of the world to live. When I used to go to the West Coast every week, I'd fly to Riverside, California on Tuesday, Salt Lake Wednesday, and back to Phoenix Thursday. I did that for 7 years.
Right.
And I told somebody, if I didn't live in Western Oklahoma, I would head out there and stay there. So right. It is a great place to live. Hey, be sure to check all of our auctions coming up. This Saturday's the big one you don't want to miss. That's Randy and Jane Lonigan's just north of Elk City, and then Hollis next week. But give us a call. We'd be glad to work for you.
Aubrey, thanks for coming in and hanging out with me.
Hey, enjoyed it, as right. always. As
you have
always.
A great day.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, we're going to be right back after. Today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Hour, and let's take a Taylor Ranch break. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Kent Watkins here with SEI AgriTech in Elk City, Oklahoma. Are feral hogs causing damage to your land and crops? Try Kaput, our highly effective bait designed specifically for feral hog control. Kaput targets hogs where it hurts, helping you protect your property and your livestock. Don't wait for the damage to get worse. Call us or stop by today at SEI AgriTech on South Randall in Elk City to learn more about Kaput. Follow us on Facebook for the latest updates and solutions.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
Listen up. If your pivot, corner, or linear is 10 years old or pushing 10,000 hours, it's time to update your sprinkler package. New sprinklers will improve your machine's performance, conserve water, and save energy. And replacing old sprinklers may improve yields. Protect your irrigation system investment by updating your sprinkler package. Now's the time to do it. For more information on the latest sprinkler technology, contact Knutson Irrigation today. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
I've had several clients when we're sitting in a closing room, we're signing the final pieces of paper, and we slide the keys across the desk and tell them, congratulations, you're a homeowner, and they're just elated. They're thrilled. They finally realize that their dream came true. They were actually able to own a home, and the children are in there with them. And they're like, I get to go get in my new room. It's for the whole family to enjoy. They're very excited to own a home. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
XIT Auctions has a huge auction coming up Saturday, November the 8th, 5 miles north of Elk City, Oklahoma. The Lonigans are moving, selling four trailer loads of awesome furniture, household, shop tools, welding equipment, farm equipment, and much more. Saturday, November the 8th, the auction starts at 10 a.m. XITauctions.com for information or call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440. Saturday, November the 8th, north of Elk City, Oklahoma, XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Here is your forecast for ag weather forecast for northwestern Oklahoma. Slap out, 62 degrees, 38 dew point, 42 humidity. The winds are out of the north, northeast at 16 with wind gust up 22 currently. What else we got? 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 56 degrees, 541 sunset, 64 and sunny today, 37 for a low tonight and tomorrow. Mostly sunny. Looks like the winds are going to pick up a little bit out of the south, but not too terrible. Gust up to 20 and sunny and 77. Let's do the Central Crop Care out of Hobart, Oklahoma's grain market update real quick. December corn, 434, up 3. March is up 4 at 448. Soybeans for November, 1115, up 6 and 3 quarters. January, 1131, up 10. Soybean meal, December, 323.10, up 570. January, 324.60, up 560. Wheat, hard red type, December, 539, up 3. March is 552, up 3 and a quarter. Cattle, not so bueno. December lives, 220, 52, down 7 and a quarter, or 725. February's 218, 12, down 725. Feeders for November, 325, 72, down limit, 9 and a quarter. And January's down 925 at 319, 97. Positive thing on any meats, lean hogs, December 80, 75, up 82. Well, in the studio with me right now. Now, anyway, Aubrey's gone. Monty Tucker's in here. Monty, is it windy outside?
It's a little breezy.
Thanks for coming in. But wow, the shooting sports just especially in Beckham County, just keeps blowing up.
Man, we had a good solid fall. Just absolutely solid. Just super proud of all the kids.
Well, I had you on last week, and they had won the first leg of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau shoot, and the other two was this last weekend. How'd it go?
We swept it. I didn't know if we could get around Jackson County and in trap and skeet, and somehow we squeezed it out this time. Jackson County got us at the West District shoot 3-4 weeks ago, and we come back kind of on a redemption tour. But what's funny, it was my senior two team that won it. So
I
won,
seen won that. The actual that 4-H caught me off guard.
Yeah, won the actual 4-H contest. They senior one struggled just a little bit early in the morning, and senior two came on right behind them and just
who's all
them.
On the senior two team?
Be Carter Riptoad, Dason Harmon,
your son,
Reed was on there, and Lexi Fletcher.
Yeah, I was gonna say
my cute little Lexi. Yep.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. She threw me off. She had those big old sunglasses on, and I sent a text to Janae, who's this on the right? Yeah. And then it finally dawned on me, oh, that's Lexi. And she said, well, we don't know in the picture who the guy on the left is. she said, we don't even know who that guy was. He showed up with whatever, the trophies or whatever they had. So it was a pretty funny conversation.
Yeah, that's an senior one team that, and really and truthfully, we had senior two won it. They come in 139 and senior two come in at 130. Senior one, I get all my numbers right, come in at 137.
Right.
Tied with Jackson County at 137.
Yeah.
So our team and Jackson County's team had to shoot off then for that second place team. Jackson got us by one target out of, 60 targets.
And so, senior two had many? They won with what, 139?
137. 137. We were fighting a north wind that morning.
Right.
And so usually it takes about a 140, 142, 143, 144 to win that deal.
Yeah.
But the north wind were bouncing targets. And so it's a little tougher this year battling that north wind. So.
Well, it's really cool that Oklahoma Farm Bureau did this. And because, you know, like I said earlier, when Aubrey was here, the shooting sports, it's just so fun to watch. And there's kids, I see kids' pictures and your pictures and yours and Paul's and whoever else. Mm-hmm. I seen kids in there that you probably never would see if it wasn't for shooting sports.
Oh, that's, you know, I talk about these top end scores. What don't get mentioned enough is the kids I have in training.
Right.
And their scores are not going to reflect right now in that upper edge, but just wait. There's some names. I've got some young kids that are, their heart's in it. They're dedicated. You can just see the desire in them. And I can assure you in the next 2 to 3 years, I hear Skinny say a lot, this team's not rebuilding, we're reloading.
Right.
And that's because I'm losing 8 seniors this year.
Right.
So we will be reloading.
Right.
And with a group that's coming, and you just see the passion in them. They love the sport. Man, we're going to be contenders, but so is Jackson County.
Oh, they all.
I look down there in Jackson County, and they've got a slug of little ones, and they can shoot.
Yeah, so, and there's a lot of other counties in Western Oklahoma.
Dewey County's coming. Dewey County's super tough. They were runner up in our sporting clay, and man, they just keep on coming too.
Well, I think the best compliment I've heard in a long time on the shooting deal came from Lacey Swope. I shot her a text here about 3 or 4 weeks ago to get a picture when they were, where were you guys at? Guthrie or somewhere?
Silverleaf.
Yep. Yeah, Silverleaf.
Shoot for the Nations.
Well, what is it? Addison? She won yes. that. And
she shot lights out that
day. Yeah, and she wanted that picture as Lacey had took a selfie of her, and she said, I want that picture. And so Lacey blew me off for a couple weeks. Finally, I shot her. Oh, she sent me a message. Don't forget my peanuts for my peanut butter. And I said, don't forget my picture I asked for 2 weeks ago. And she said, oh my God, I missed that. Anyway, this is, here's the compliment she shot Addison.
Yeah.
She said, when I grow up, I want to be just like Addison. I thought it was awesome.
And Addison, she's one of my seniors, always been solid. She was a state champion scholastic a couple of years ago at El Reno.
Yep.
And in the AIM program, she's always been solid. She had her heart set on the national team this year. The sporting clay early that morning, foggy. She didn't turn in a very good sporting clay score. Right now she's on the bubble for that national team. So if a couple of kids move off ahead of her, she's on, and we're just kind of in a wait and see.
It's that close, huh?
It's that close. Really. Three more targets in sporting clay, she had been on the national team. And she's a sweetie. She's one of my team captains.
Right.
Landon Loberger, a past national team member.
Yeah.
Addison Darling, and a kid that moved in here from Texas a few years ago. His name's Samuel Wade. His dad's an attorney at Christensen Law in Oak City. And come out of Keller, Texas. And, boy, this year he has turned it on. He shot his first 25 straight in practice the other day, turned right around, went to El Reno to the 4-H contest, run another 25 straight. He was tied for, was it third? He was in a shoot-off for second or third. I don't remember which way it was. Now, there was like a five-way shoot-off for that second through fifth position.
Right.
And I think Samuel come out. I don't remember now. Him and Addison were in the end, and Addison got him or something. I don't remember what happened now.
Right.
You think I wouldn't forget, but I did.
It's all right. It happens to me every 2 minutes on the radio. I think it's these headphones makes your brain go cloudy.
These headphones reduce your IQ.
Yeah, Bob. Yeah. Well, I don't need any help, but it happens anyway. Yeah. But there's not to change the direction you're going with Addison, talking about Addison, them. This is 4-H, and it's not really FFA. It's high school scholastic, right? Mm-hmm. And because when they go from 4-H or shooting on a high school team, it's scholastic.
Yep.
Okay, so what can people do, not just here, but every county that's got a shooting team, I think about every county's got one, what can people do to help? Because it's not a cheap sport.
No, it's not, and it's we're seeing it grow. More and more schools are recognizing it in their all sports now. They're starting to recognize that it is an athletic program. It's an Olympic event, so it is not OSSAA.
Right.
But I don't think we want them in it.
No, you don't need no more direction.
No. And I don't think we want to be sanctioned by them. But so it's put on by the Oklahoma Wildlife Department.
Right.
They do the scholastic program. And more and more schools are just recognizing that, yeah, this is a viable alternative for kids that may not be participating in the big three, basketball, football, baseball, softball type stuff. So.
And then plus in 4-H and FFA, you know, not every kid wants to show an animal or learn welding or judge a livestock, but they can do this shooting.
Yep. It is. You compete with yourself. We have team members, but to help your team, you have to produce yourself. And we always say that you're not competing against your person next to you. You're competing against yourself.
Right. Because nobody can pull that trigger but you.
No. No amount of money can make you shoot a target.
Right.
And it really comes down to your desire inside to practice, persevere, make it through the challenges, and overcome the mental aspect of being able to break targets consistently.
And then also on a positive side on that too, also is, can you just give me an estimated number of kids, like from Beckham County, for example, that are going to college right now on shooting scholarships?
We're up to 13 right now. That's come out of Beckham County 4-H.
Did you ever dream of that?
No. No, and I, you know, we're at 13, and I can tell you Landon, Addison, maybe Samuel will probably go on a scholarship to college.
Right.
So, and then there's a slug behind them. So, Addison and Landon are being actively recruited.
Right.
So it's pretty cool.
Right. Are they going to get any NIL money?
I don't know if we're, I don't think you're going to get $1.5 million to quarterback a shooting team, but from a personal side of it, I have a kid that's in his third year.
Yeah.
I have not wrote a tuition check yet for 3 years of college.
You're spending it on that younger one right now, right? Well,
yeah, yeah. He's got his vices. Shooting and motorcycles. I don't know. I hope DHS ain't listening to my parental guidance on this, but it is pretty cool. Got to watch Mason participate in a national championship, college national championship. Boy, and I can tell you too, I had the pleasure, I didn't talk about it last time, but I had the pleasure to go watch Mason and his team shoot at the National Sporting Clay competition in San Antonio a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And if anybody around here thinks they can shoot, you think you can break targets and you think you're pretty good, I will load you up and take you to San Antonio, and I'll promise you will be humbled. Those were the toughest targets I have ever seen. One of the best sayings, Mason was shooting with an older gentleman. He was doing very well, and it was what we call a crosser target off of a man lift, about 60 feet up, coming across 60 yards out at about 60 mile an hour. That was the target. It was tough. And Mason asked that guy, said, "What's the lead on that?" The old man turned around, looked at him, said, "About a school bus." So,
which school bus?
Yeah. And then the other gentleman they were shooting with, we had a rough round. I mean, we had our butt handed to us on that round. And that guy, he shrugged his shoulders and he said, "Look, you just got to enjoy it, because all we're doing is shooting pottery out of the sky."
Yeah.
So enjoy the day, have fun, smile. There's another one coming. So.
Oh, yeah. So is there anybody out there shooting with a 28-gauge?
Yes, they had small bore.
Really?
They had 28, 410, 20-gauge. Yeah, you really got to be tough to shoot it with a 28-gauge.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Not the courses we were on, but they did have small bore courses.
What's set up different with those courses versus like the 12-gauge?
I didn't go on them, but I bet they're not a whole lot different.
But this will be my first year hunting quail with a 28-gauge.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I want one too.
Oh, there's Russ Rundle had his. And I barked Bradley's last year, and he had that little Centauri 28-gauge. Dude, it's like you're carrying nothing out there.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to buck up.
Yeah, you better be on them.
You better be on them. But there's a lot of people hunting with them.
Lead them a school bus.
Yeah, lead them a school bus. I'll have to remember that. Somebody comes on here and says, "Jimmy, the next time you're talking with Randy Britton, ask him about his shooting career." I already know about it. I was shocked. So Randy, that works here, he went to the World Championships in Vegas.
Ooh.
And as a kid, I don't remember, 16, 17 years old or whatever, 20 years old, whatever he was, I don't remember. But he took on the world champion.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then we went out here south of town and was shooting out south of town on Merritt Road for a Christmas party one day. And I'd already heard, "Don't bet against Randy at the shoot." So back to my question, how can people help with the teams?
We're always needing shells. We're always needing targets. We do, there at Red Dirt Shooting Club, we're the nonprofit that hosts the 4-H, the Scholastics, everything. We provide the equipment, the place, the liability insurance and all that. We do have a goal of some concrete sidewalks for our skeet field. And we probably need a new thrower. We wore some throwers out. We threw probably 21,000 practice targets this fall. So we wear throwers out.
Is that 21,000 shells too?
That's 21,000 shells. And I can figure up pretty quick how much pounds of lead that is. But so
that's what, 1 ounce per shot?
One or one and an eighth. Yeah. So we shoot them both.
Easy figuring 1 ounce.
Yeah.
So 20,000 ounces.
Yep.
And whatever that figures out into pounds, what is it, 16 ounces?
16.
Yeah.
That'd be, let's see, 1.125 times 21,000 divided by 16. It's a ton of lead.
Yeah.
1,500 pounds of lead.
So they can honestly say, how many shells did you guys shoot last year? A ton?
A ton. We shot a ton.
Hey, I got to take a break real quick, and we'll come back and we'll finish up.
We got skeet to talk about, too. So.
Okay, yeah. We'll have about 5 minutes left when we get back. We're going to take a Taylor Ranch break, and we'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
So there's a company out there that has a certain color. All the farmers and stuff think their oil has to be used in those certain color of tractors. And it's just not true. So here at Camrock, we have the same specification oil as the other brand, where people think that they have to use that for a certain color on their tractors and stuff like that. But we have the same oil specifications as they do. Works just as well, does the same thing, lubes it just the same. Price comparison is, it's not even a comparison. We have a better price than anybody around on that type of oil. I use it at our place. My son uses it for our colored tractors that we have, and a lot of other farmers use it too. It's the same oil, specifications are the same. It's kind of a myth where they think that it's got to be that certain type of oil for that color of tractor.
Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
We have a better price than anybody around on that type of oil.
Here's a recipe for a fabulous Thanksgiving treat. Start with a low interest rate. Add the biggest selection of trucks in 5 years. Mix in big end-of-year rebates. Then stir it all together, and you'll love the result. We all have a lot to be thankful for, but if you've done so well this year that Uncle Sam's mouth is watering, invest in yourself with a new pickup from Barber Dyson Ford, and keep your blessings at home. Online at BarberDysonFord.net. Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Barber Dyson Ford and Elk City.
Driving down 3rd Street in Elk City, you've seen all the beautiful work on the outside. Now it's time to see what they've done inside their new location. Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts has moved down the road right on time for the holidays. Take a look Friday and Saturday, November 14th and 15th, during their Christmas open house. Enjoy their famous wassail and other refreshments while you shop. In fact, Surf Bar will be there too. When you check out, you'll draw from a deck of cards for your discount. 20%, 30%, or 40% off. Sign up to win the big prizes. They always do big prizes at the Christmas open house. Take advantage of the hat bar, etched cowgirl hats. Get started on your Christmas shopping. Grab the stocking stuffers. Freshen up your Christmas decor. Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts Christmas open house. Friday and Saturday, November 14th and 15th at their brand new location.
Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, now located at 1503 West 3rd Street in Elk City.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, October 31st. 1,845 head were sold, 12 head of steers at 541 brought 405, 4 at 618 brought 342.50, 3 at 643 brought 340, 17 at 720 brought 332, 5 at 866 brought 285, 6 at 870 brought 330. 5 head of heifers at 452 brought 430, 8 at 551 brought 352.50, 4 at 564 brought 350, 17 at 596 brought 332, 7 at 638 brought 319, 9 at 738 brought 295, 4 at 993 brought 272.50. Butcher cows were 20 to 168. Butcher bulls brought 144 to 190. Bred cows were 1475 to 4150. Pairs brought 2209 to 4800. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's see here. I was too busy doing other stuff during the show, so let's go to Lone Wolf, Oklahoma for your Hobart Farm and Garden, southwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. 73 degrees, 47 dew point, 40% is humidity. The winds are out of the northeast at 23 with wind gust up to 30. And 59 is the 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature. Sunset 5:39, 75 today, 44 tonight, and 77 tomorrow. Mostly sunny. Would I make a good auctioneer?
You're getting there. You're getting there. Am I on?
Yeah.
There we go.
You think I would ask you, were you quiet?
Well, I can't hear. There, now I can hear myself. There we go.
Yeah, there we go. I got Monty Tucker in here. He's one of the team leaders for the Beckham County 4-H. And just him and you and Paul and Mickey and I don't know how else, a bunch of parents. You guys do such a great job. Jeremy down there in Jackson County and other people in other counties, parents, guys, thanks for what you do with these kids. That's all I can tell you.
Boy, I always thought, okay, I'm the coach, but after you get into this and you manage 38 to 41 kids, I'm not a coach. I'm more like a team manager.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. I mean, how do you guys do it? I guess you got good parents.
Got good parents.
So one question before we get into your sporting clays and stuff like that. Do you have any of those parents that come to those shoots that are like those parents at football and basketball and softball games that just annoy you?
No. Because one great thing about our sport, we wear earplugs.
And the kid's got a shotgun in his hand.
There was last year, there was a safety guy that was chewing on Parker Lohberger. And we don't know what he was chewing on him for. He did something. We didn't see it. Whatever. And I go up to Parker after it was over, and I said, Parker, what's he chewing you out about? And Parker looks at me and said, I don't know. I had earplugs in.
Yeah. Either that or Parker won't admit what happened.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. What about the sporting clays and stuff?
Real quick, too. I mentioned that national shoot down there. We got a local, Nate Hickey, Brandon's boy, the sale barn.
Yeah.
He was, I think, Class D champion, Class C or D champion down in San Antonio. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
He won that sporting clay. Yes. Yeah. He won that sporting clay class down there and won some money with it too. So he shot really well down there in San Antonio.
Because Brandon was giving me his update that day. They were down there. Mm-hmm. He was down there. And, but I didn't know this.
He shot early in the week with us.
Yeah.
And then it was the weekend before results were final. So yeah, it was
a while. Oh, that's why, because it hadn't happened yet.
Yeah. While he was down there, he didn't know, but yeah, he did really well.
So no wonder he was at Murray State yesterday.
Yes, that's another one, local kid that's getting highly recruited. So sure enough.
That's awesome. Well, they, so. What else is going on? We got a couple more minutes going. You got all your weed out up and got the calves turned in on it yet?
I ain't weaned a one yet, but the wheat did come up. I thought I was going to have to re-sow some, and it came up.
Because you guys got a hard rain.
We got, good 2 inches, but it poked through Monday morning, so I can leave the drill in the barn.
It's over. You're done. And and everybody got it in before October 15th. Because the FSA and the NRCS officers closed, so they won't know no better.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, because did you hear, I don't know if you heard me talking, I had my neighbor over there to the north of me yesterday. He said they got a program going now where you leave out every 6 T-posts in your fence for deer crossing, they'll pay you.
Huh.
But he hadn't got to putting his pipe post in because I was being nosy and giving him crap about his, he had T-posts missing, his fencer shorted him after he cussed me out for being a nosy neighbor.
Uh-huh.
And then he told me about the program, but I'm kidding about the program, so don't be blowing the FSA phone lines up.
Well, in our country, it's so the prairie chickens can fly through the fence.
Yeah, exactly. And don't forget to put your reflectors on.
That's right.
All right. Well, that's it, Monty. Thanks for coming in. Always a pleasure. And good luck, and keep us up to date with what's going on with the shooting sports.
How about Beckham County and their 6th state title?
I know.
Doing good.
Oh, yeah, we're doing really good. All right, see you guys tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma.